Okay, some additional points on the continuing halachas of Davar Charif. So, I think what I intend to mention are things that were not covered last time. If they were, you can stop me. Firstly, there's one of the big shavas that people want to know, especially lay people, if a person cuts a Davar Charif, again, typically it's an onion in our kitchens, with a sack and shalbasar. So, and then they eat that onion. Let's say they bite straight into that onion. Does that make them fleishichs? Do they now have to wait 6 hours before they could eat milchiks? This is a question that is frequently asked. And you know, okay, besides eating an ostamen onion, you cut up an onion and you mix it into egg salad or something else without cooking it or anything. There's no shayla of bishel of bittel or anything. It's the pure onion and then just mixed in with tuna fish or egg salad, whatever. And you ate that tuna fish, you ate that egg salad, you're now fleishichs. So that's really mefurshed in the Gedolei Achronim, is a Rabbi Kiveger in Siman Pei Tes, in the Gilling of the Shach Sivkon Yutes, and the Beis Meir there as well, and also the Yad Yehuda in Pei Tes at the end of Sivkon Heg in the Parasha Aruch, that they all say that no. I'm sorry? Parasha Aruch, Sof Sivkon Heg. That they all say no. That there's no such halacha, it doesn't have the koach, the time don't apply, that normally requires a basa ben shinayim or a mashach taima, doesn't apply. This is not even getting into our discussion last time about sakin in a ben yomo, whether it b'chal has an effect on an onion. Let's say, take the worst case scenario, let's say it was a ben yomo, and it was a badi davar charif. Nevertheless, it does not...
Rabbi Cohen, just to let you know, we will need all that machinery after your meeting through the webcast.
10:30. Right. It does not affect the person in that sense. He does not have to wait. There's no din of hamtana sheishas. But what about the other way? What about if a person eats cuts a davar charif for the sack and shel chalav? Is there any restriction on eating that onion when you are fleishichs? You ate a hamburger, and now you have a davar charif which was cut with the sack and shel chalav. So. Is it the same or is it not the same? So here there's a prima gadim. Prima gadim in Arachayim, it's in Mitav Tzadi Dalad, which is Hilchos Shuas, and Mitav Tzadi Dalad, Eshel Avram Vav. Which thing about it, in the case of Tznon, going to the case of Tznon, and he says that Yishlam that it would have to be Aser, that if you, it would be Aser to eat such a Tznon, such a Davar Charif, would be Aser to eat when a person, when one is Fleishachs. So the Marsham there in the Das Torah, there he talks about it also in Peites, but I'm quoting now from his from Das Torah and Tav Tzadi Dalad in Arachayim. He starts off by saying, first of all, the fee, all the Achronim we just quoted, so it wouldn't be so. His first suggestion is that this prima gadim is Michalik, Michalik with Rabbi Eger and everyone else, and therefore, you know, you wouldn't have to be Chalishish for it because somebody gives all the Achronim. Or whatever it is, some of the says, Abol, I include Shabbat Kibayk and Peites, you see, not like that. So he says, the Yimkein Gabadin of Shabbat Prima Gadim Mishlahako. And then he says even further you could say that even the Prima Gadim, Lo Hechmer, Ella, first of all, Bestam Sakin Shein Unaki, Ish Shash Ben, maybe Prima Gadim, so it wouldn't, you know, love Gavki's Mamash Argonim Kibayker, Abol be Yadur Shein Unaki, Obabayin Shinogu Unakos, Yishlam Adlogara, Mibishal Beklish, Ben Yom with the Mutter. And then the Chalal, he says also brings in the svar of Sakin Shel Chalav as Rov Tashmish Bitzonam, which the Beis Meir, he quotes it from the Beis Meir we saw last time. And the Chalal, there's a svar to be Machalik, maybe even the Prima Gadim would not be Machmer in Rabbi Kiveger's case, and maybe even the Prima Gadim only meant that when a person is Fleishach, he ate Basar Mamish, so then that status, you know, he has acquired the status of being Fleishichs, so then even the Tam Chalav, that since it's Tam Rishon, since it's Davar Charif, like we discussed last time, pulls out Tam Rishon, so that's milchik enough that you can't eat it. But that should be Fleishich enough to make you Fleishich. That, like I said before, doesn't have the time. So perhaps even if you're the Prima God, it wouldn't be milchik to be Machmer. So he says, L'chein yish lahakel, befratim ho yisakin yin bin yomo, val kol panam achar shah, achas bevadi yish lahakel. Okay, now,
What's that?
Certainly if you wait 1 hour. You know, even if you want to be machmir, you want to be machmir in this case of the prima gadim and not eat the onion, which comes with the milk like a knife, when your flesh shifts, but you don't have to wait 6 hours. If you wait 1 hour, because we know it's
good that she did the whole that 1 hour is enough.
Yes.
You know, right. I'm a little confused. If you have a flesh like a knife, and you cut an onion, so you say that you're not flesh for 6 hours.
Correct.
Okay. What would happen if you had just eaten a sandwich that had cheddar cheese in it? Mamish deraisa, I think it's deraisa, even if it's derabanan, the 6 hour wait for hard cheese.
If you would have eaten cheese, which requires 6 hours, but getting into cheddar cheese does or doesn't, the rest of it, not the rest of it, okay. I mean, not the rest of it, okay, whatever, but granted that a person ate a milchik of cheese, which makes him, quote-unquote, milchik for 6 hours, so in the Chalam, he's l'chor l'frid l'prima gadim, then he should not eat the onion cut with the flesh of a knife, but the that's Torah would still be mitzadei v'hakel, like we just said.
Okay, so... let's just say he ate the cheese sandwich. He's 6 hours on milchus. Mm-hmm. And there's this onion that either he does or doesn't know that's just been cut with a fleshy knife. If he eats it, what's the situation?
What happens if he ate cheddar cheese and they ate a hamburger?
No. What I'm saying is that there's a difference between don't do it.
No.
And you have a situation where you did wrong, where it's you're chayiv on something.
Okay. No. Okay. So again, we said before that we're going through Rav Kiveger and those that are calling them that eating an onion which is cut with the flesh of a knife will make you flesh. So take it back. It's not like the hamburger. If you ate the cheddar cheese sandwich, then you ate this onion cut with the flesh of a knife. Even if you shouldn't have done it according to the Prima Gadim, it's not going to make you flesh. We're assuming it'll still be considered milchix, and you can eat milchix within the next 6 hours, not flesh.
And the second situation?
Second is if you were flesh, and then you ate this onion cut with the milk of a knife, so it's certainly not going to make you milchix for 6 hours, even if it's cut with a knife that was used for cheddar cheese. Right. So Allah lamais in the so the first shaila everyone was makel that it does make you flesh. The second shaila so I saw sent over Pia Shmuel b'shem Rav Moshe and Salvat, he said to be machmer like the prima gadim, not to eat the onion cut with a milk and knife. But in the Sefer Kashrus, I'm fairly certain that I didn't look it up this morning, but the Sefer Kashrus quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that he is mor lahakel. Even in the case of the prima gadim, is mor lahakel that you do not have to wait 6 hours. When your flesh shifts, you don't have to wait 6 hours to eat the onion cut with the milchik knife. Now, there's another nidin in the Darkei Tshuva about how this applies to fish, meaning an onion the bacharif cut with the flesh of a knife, using that together with fish, like cooking that onion. You want to eat, so you're cutting up an onion to roast it or cook with your fish, bake with your fish.
There is
halacha legabe regular kelim, meaning normal kelim and not barnat. So not by not kalim, you're right. There isn't. The shaila is the bechara of kalim is tam rishon. So is it going to be mochamar? Well, no. Are we just going to say like you just said that kalim is kalim and it doesn't apply to fish?
But people, I mean, certainly not doing this because they just know people just know the kalim is no not makban.
We're still allowed to discuss it.
Okay. No, but usually somebody anyway.
So maybe that'll emerge from our discussion, and if it won't, so then you can decide whether you should inform people. So this is a Sharachuva in Kuf Tezayim, which is the halachas of Dvarim Shasur Mishim Sakana, where some of the halachas of fish and meat are discussed. And that Ketshuva there, it's in... and he discusses it, and Lamaisa, he's the if you look, it's one sifkan there, the like the Ntia is that really one doesn't need to be machma, but Lamaisa, the bottom line is he comes out that l'chadchila one should be machma, and not to use such an onion, don't use a power of a knife. Use the power of a knife for an onion that you're, or a milchik knife, if you're assuming it's not good on the Darkei Tshuva, in Kuf Tezayin, Sivkan Chav Zayin. whoever, I forget right now who he's quoting, but Rebbe Chalitz should be machmir. But chayin also levash al chametz who kagavna to cook up in a vinegar or other charef thicker liquids b'kli bas or l'shavko al dogim ein lasas ken lechatchila. Shouldn't do it lechatchila. Because again, since we say this time rishon, so and about it wouldn't be, but the evidence wouldn't be also if a person did that, you wouldn't have to be mishar shishim or anything like that. About it, you make it even the doctor tshuva there. It's not, he doesn't make it sound like a davar chorah ma'od. He just comes out lechatchila. It's kedai to be machmer on this, that since it's against his time rishon, it's worse than not for not, and therefore one should be careful. So there, you know, there are shots that could come up with this. Well, and they'll be, let's say, it'll go to the next point, and then we'll relate back to this point. Next point is, what about kovush? It being kovesh, a kli shel basar, for example, in a davar charif. So, for example, let's take chrein. Let's say you have a jar of chrein, which is very liquidy, a liquid chrein. Taking a, and you, let's say you put in a fleshach spoon, and you, it sits there. It sits in the jar, and you put it, you open up the chrein jar at the beginning of the chrein, you put chrein into a dish, whatever it is, and it's taking chrein with a lot of liquid. And you put the and it's charif. You know, it may, now again, always in the discussion of charif, you have to know we generally don't eat this plain or straight horseradish, straight chrein. It's very often mixed with, you know, beets and other ingredients, etc. So then you have to determine whether it's charif, whether it's, you know, the ikr tam, the ikr ingredients of charif. So that the bottom, but assuming you have a chrein which would be deemed as charif, and it's probably at least as charif as some of the things that, you know, that we deal with, not knowing exactly what the Shulchan Aruch means by tznoa, maybe, but it's probably as charif as some of the minim that we eat based on the definitions of Shulchan Aruch. So if you left the fleshach spoon sitting in there for a certain period of time, perhaps it would be balei of the tam basar, and assuming you didn't have shishim in the chrein keneged the part of the spoon that was in there, so then there would be an need to consider feed of darker tshuva, there would be an need to consider that chrein fleshach, and now not to use it with fish, in other words, or at least put it this way, at least lechatchila not to do that. At least lechatchila not to do that, not to leave the spoon, not to leave a place of the spoon in the chrein jar. Or, yeah. Now the question is how long? What's the shir kvisha? So we know by stam, you know, the things that are bland, the shir kvisha is 24 hours, but darav harifin, it's not, though. It's much shorter. It's a kadeshiyala, shir siyach. So what is that? So,
that's
machoyuz. Yeah, what? Machoyuz, what? Whether we say that she'ala shvir siach, yeah, okay, but I believe halacha we do that by charif, but certainly chachila.
Okay, for food service we would, right?
Okay,
for food service we would be.
We would be what?
That's complicated. No, no, no.
Okay,
exactly. He'd make even more than
but I'm saying even is he saying even chachila? Mamas chachila, we don't. Okay. So I'll quote you. I will say, there's a sefer in English called The Jewish Kitchen. The Jewish Kitchen, written by Rav Moshe Eliyahu Klugman from Lakewood, which is written on P. Piskei Hagon Rav Yaakov Ephraim Forsheimer Shlita, or it's said in Lakewood. Rav Forsheimer. Rav Klugman. This one's a little young in here. And we have
to
one. It might be. Okay, whatever it is. And okay, I know that it happens in Eliyahu.
He wrote the book on the Chomsky Fall Fortune.
I don't know.
Eliyahu Meir.
Maybe it's Eliyahu Meir. Could be a cousin. Okay, the kids are on page 28, Horror 43. He brings the following, and again, it says based on the Pesach and Rav Forsheimer, it has Haskam Rav Forsheimer, not because they have to say go over and say the name of Rav Forsheimer, but just bring what it says. He brings that if a person takes a fleshach fork and he stabs a pickle Now, he's going that duch kud sakim. We spoke about last time that, you know, when digging with devil charif, it's not just a question, as we implied today, of course. So it's also not just a question of heat, it's a question of duch as well, that tam is transferred to duch. And duch, he says, is not only through knife, but it could be through the pressure of the prongs of a fork. Now, this is based, by the way, on I looked at his maramakum for that. He's mitzayin adak yetshuva in simen tzadi dalid, sivka and kufalev, who's mitzayin etshuvas rivam shneituch. Which with Chelik Yerubay, Sayyidalid, Sifkan Kuf Aleph in the Darkin Tshuva. And he is quoting, Darkin Tshuva is quoting, Tshuva's Rivam Shnaituch, which is the sefer we have, and Chelik Yerubay, Simel Amad Aleph. And I looked it up to see what he's going on. It's in Sadi Dalid, so it raises a red flag that we might not be talking about Torah Charif here. What are we talking about? So I looked it up. And he's not thinking about Dov HaCharef there. He's going on a Shaila where a person caught a piece of meat which was not Yad Soled Isbo, but it was Cham. A warm piece of meat, or hot, but less than Yad Soled Isbo, with a sack and shell chalav, whether it needs Nitza. That's what is going on there. Because it wasn't Yad Soled Isbo, but it was Cham, so he goes, that's his need in there. And he says, discusses there, Misha Achal Basar, Basar Cham, Imazlek Shel Cholov. And he passes that the fork needs Me'itza, Kivin Dehavi Kemo Sakin. The fork is like a Sakin, maybe Duchka, and Duchka combined with heat, less than Yad Soled Isbo, combined with heat, is enough to require Me'itza on the Keli. So that's where he's going. So this Sefer, this Jewish kitchen, has been saying that you see the concept from there that a fork is also called Duchat Sakina. And he says, therefore, that if you stab a pickle with this fork, with a facial fork, and then the pickle falls back into your pickle jar, and with pickle jar has pickle brine, which is charif, brine and pickling spices and stuff, and it's charif. And it sits there for 6 minutes. So unless you have shishin, keneged, first he says that the whole pickle would become fleshichs. So then it becomes flesh. The whole jar becomes flesh, unless you have shishim neged the prongs. And he says 6 minutes. He goes with 6 minutes. Where does he get 6 minutes from? So 6 minutes he gets from the Darkei Tshuva in Simin Kuf Hei, Sivka and Membeis. That the shear of Kavisha on Dov HaCharef is 6 minutes. Now we're more we're more accustomed to saying there is no shear. But even those who work with the shear on charef, the more common shear is 18 minutes. So lemaisa in the Sefer Kashrus in Perek Yud Sif Kuf Chaf Aleph and Ha'arah Shin Tezvav, he says la halacha we're only machmer in 18 minutes.
And that comes from a matzah.
I'm quoting him as a contemporary source that says, the norm of halach is 8 minutes. But let's say that could easily happen too. You could easily put a person who's not makpid on this or not conscious, aware of this, would put his plateful spoon in there, and the chayin jar could sit there the whole meal for 2 hours with the spoon in it. So there would be at least a halachat chila. Not saying that the Yevon one has to now. I mean, we don't have most people don't have much use for chayin except for fish. So I'm saying that one has to therefore machmir throughout the chayin or whatever it may be. But there's at least an Indian halachat chila. There is makom lechila. It would not be considered extreme or any other terms you'd use to be mach, but not to use. You know, to put a plastic spoon into the chayin.
It wasn't really pleasure. It was a cliche.
I wouldn't say maximum. It's a good point you're saying, by the way. Yeah, I would say maximum. I mean, nowadays with microwaves, lots of times you get clear rishons. People like it, you heat up a bowl of soup or heat up a cup of soup in a microwave. It's clear rishon. They eat it. Yeah, it's a lettuce bowl with a spoon.
Soup is not
fancy. Let's talk about the
1 minute
tradition soups. How about a cup of chicken soup? I mean, that's very macronutrient.
Or a bowl, people. I mean, I know personally. Whenever anyone asks a child about a cup of coffee or whatever, something like that, and they use a flesh of a spoon, they put milk. One of the first questions I ask is, where'd you get the water from? Was it from an urn, or did you heat it up in the microwave? And it's not uncommon that people answer, "No, I heated it up in the microwave." It's not. Maybe it's not row flowing, but it definitely happens. So okay, your point is well taken. That it's food for thought.
So what would you do if you're a strange person that you take your crane and you put it on the fish and then you like sour cream with your crane instead of the mayonnaise or whatever else you might put with it? What would you do?
Well, you wouldn't do it. I mean, if it happened already,
you always put sour cream with your crane. And you're at somebody's house, they serve you the crane, the spoon's in there, it's been in there for the don't know, that maybe it was a Kaddish meal.
So that's even more chama. What you're saying is more chama, because you're mixing milk into the scene. Right. So, would be welcome to be machmir that and treat that train as possibly as a fallacious. Although, as Rabbi Niyaz has pointed out, in the stomach you can assume the school was a cliche, or at least not a Ben Yomo from a Kli Rishon, and then you get into the other show with Ben Yomo, and so I'm not saying one would need to be machmir, but I don't think it would be extreme or out of line for one would be machmir. Okay. Okay, those are the two nuggets. Now, another major point, which I don't think, I don't think we discussed last week, is, we spoke about Duchat Sakino, Gabi affecting the onion, affecting the keli possibly, when you chop it up afterwards. What about when it's a question of cutting a double charef on top of a kli, like a cutting board?
Yeah, that's a common question.
Yeah, right. You did the word.
I just spoke about the cheat, isn't it?
So what did we say? I don't remember.
The speaker who said we could be like that.
You said wait till next time.
Okay.
So common question.
Yes. Right. So this is a big machlokas poskim here. There's a Chachmas Adam that says, let me just get the place here in my notes. There's a Chachmas Adam that says that it makes no difference whether it's with studim or lamala lamata. That just like the tam goes with studim when you cut through an onion, then Huadin goes lamala lamata. There's no difference, and he says that it would affect both the keli and the onion and the dabacharif. Meaning, if the keli was basar, it's a fleshcha keli, it would affect the status of the onion. It would make it a fleshcha onion, and the other way around too. If you're using, let's say, fleshcha knife and cutting through an onion on a parva. A part of a cutting board, it could implant fleshcha chatam into the cutting board. This is the way Kidei Chacham Sadim, this is the way the Baal Shulchan says it over from Chacham Sadim.
It's not like my lamata. The board is not an onion. I don't have a problem with my lamata. And instead, the tam goes into the onion. Why should it go to a board?
Is that because of the liquid or because of the cutting?
Because it
gets into the shaila. Well, we're going. No, we're going in. Doesn't get into it because when the duchka is like heat, it releases the tam and has the koach to the pound of the sakin on the thing. It could implant tam into it. Just
so the onion drills the tam out of the knife, and it also helps it plant it into the board.
Right.
So cutting through the onion.
That's right. Yes,
the
Chacham
Sadeh. That's right. If he's cutting the top of an onion, then the board can go to the sides. But he's cutting on board.
Pushing the onion onto the board. Forget that it's a knife. It's a matter of just a spoon. Just pushing it onto the board.
Yeah, no, right. You don't say that the onion pulls out the top. But how does the board pull out the top?
No, it has the knife. Can't get into the knife. You take it. You can't let the onion go into the knife also.
Okay.
From the knife to the onion, from the onion to the board.
Well, the onion is not
flesh. From the onion to the board.
You can't from the
knife to the onion, from the onion to the board.
And don't touch the board at all?
Let's see. The pressure takes away from the time from the knife to the onion, onion to the board.
No.
But if it's sideways, it's
on
the same.
I think so. I think it has to be the pressure against the board to do it. That's why I understood for this. I don't think you mean that. No, I don't think if you cut the onion across, I don't think...
Well, that would be the juice.
The juice is...
It's only if you cut it down the onion, of course. If you cut it into the tomatoes and things, it doesn't make a difference. Only if you cut it down the onion.
Yeah, or something hot. Or if you put something hot on the board, yes.
Yeah, it goes to the antila. Is that the same shit?
Some goes to the antila, yeah.
Yes.
So, this is what the... So the dastara here in... In Peites, Sadivav, in your day in Sadivav, it's on page Reish Samach Dibur Maschel Vedin Imchatach Betzalim. See, he writes, he brings from, remember I mentioned the last time, we had a reaction, from the Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua, Psak Mekzav Mesim Kufchav Beis, that no, he says, the Lo Haviduch Karak Letzadim. Duch can only work Letzadim, O Bekotesh Bemachteshes, or with Machteshes, which is, it's in a much, pounds. Continue constantly and maybe harder, but I think it means also because it's repeated pounds. Then haviduch kolamata, but so he says it says dastar says dvar tzrachim ulfiani is daiti says the dastar im osim kei bekaris shel cheres ukedome. If you're cutting on a cheres thing, shibavadi chotchem b'mesinus. You don't want to smash it, right? You're cutting on cheres, you want to break it, a china plate or something. For lo b'chozek shel yishaber yesh letzadi b'hakel. This is that story. It's being Abu Bishal Eitu Matchis Kishemakin Masakin Bechose Kinog Yesh Lahachmer. That's what he says, and he quotes both the Chachma Sadim, by the way, is in Klal Nunvav Din Beis. It's in two places, I think, but one is Nunvav Din Beis. And he also quotes a Chuv from Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Tuv Tam Vadas, Mahadurat Lisoi, Simon Duresh Tezvav, that also says, the Vade Habiduch Klal HaKara. Okay, that's what he says. So, this is another, Shaila, again, gets into all the different stuff that we mentioned before last time, do you have to be in Star of Chumas, or, do you have to be Machber Bechal, it's Machlokas Poskim here, and do you have to be in Star of Chumas. But Bechal, if it's a question of the pulling out the Tam, the Poskim say it also pulls out the Tam, right? It pulls out the Tam from the Flesh of the Board, but that gets into the Shaila also we discussed last time, whether Tam Charifus, which is implanted, the Shaila with the Magen Avraham, that Ben Ozer, whether Tam Charifus, which is implanted in something, does it get pulled back out through Charifus or not? Does Charifus only, draw out the Tam into the Charif, but not pull it out from the Keli? So it gets into all those shadows again, whether or not one has to be Machmir or not. But this is certainly a shadow to hear. So I mentioned this to Rabbi Yossi Landau a few weeks ago, that somebody called me on Erev Shabbos. I don't think I said this here. It's Erev Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. Erev Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach, somebody called me that their chomp was cooking, the potato cookles were baked, and the chomp was like 2 hours before Shabbos, and the chomp was up cooking away, and then they realized that they had cut the onions with a Pesach like a knife on a chametz sticka cutting board. The onions that went into the chomp went into the potato cookle and everything. And
is there a Pesach?
It was during Chol Moed Pesach. Erev Shabbos.
He's bought out during the
Erev Shabbos Chol Moed. Every Shabbos Chol Moed,
it was cut on Pesach.
Yeah, they cut that day, they make a chant, and they, I guess, I don't know, somehow they access their chametzika cutting board. And so I asked them, first of all, what do you mean a chametzika cutting board? Do you use it for hot foods and stuff? So she said, not sure, maybe. My wife says she may have cut hot schnitzel on it, hot bread and stuff. She may have, she's not sure. Certainly wash it with, you cut your meats all cold.
Huh? It's hard to cut
out meat. That's my wife's position too. But other people have told me.
Well, the references usually know.
But other people have told me no.
But anybody can pull out a thing on chametz from Pesach, you never know what they do with that board, right?
Okay, and it's certainly washed with chametz thick dishes, year round. It's in there, which was certainly not something we would use on chametz on Pesach. No.
We'll have to do that. Now we got a chomp.
Okay, now we got a chomp and the bacharif and onion and. And the knife was, the board was, at least in a pinyon, they hadn't used it earlier. It was the first time. I was embarrassed. So it was in a pinyon, but that's the Pesach, so that doesn't help much. So the shaila is, though, it's...
I have to go with the Lachar's point of view. To draw it out, you're talking about drawing it out now. That's the double car, right. Thought you'd help.
So the shaila was whether it's considered, whether it's considered mamash a fleshical cutting board. There was a suffix of fleshical cutting board together. I meant to say chametz. The shaila whether it's taka chametz thick or not. It was questionable, and it was a question only of this machlokas chachma sadim and sefer Yehoshua, where it was a question of cutting down. What the knife was pesach thick. It was only a question of the thing, and it was 2 hours before Shabbos, and everything was already made already, and. So they were starting to be makele there.
The Shalom Bayis fell into there too, I'm sure.
Okay.
That's at their eyes.
Okay. I'm not sure who did it, though. It could be she did it in the Hebrew.
He's married. I hope we still are. Right?
I'm quite sure they haven't called me back, but I'm quite sure they are. Okay. In any case, so those are the main points. I see that any main topics we wanted to cover. The only thing to point out, which I touched on before, is that a lot of the times when people ask shaylos with double charif, comes out it's not really charif because they had the last shaylos about a soup, and the soup is a potato soup with and there were onions in it, and they stuck in a milchik spoon by accident, in a binyomim milchik spoon and stirred it. But there are onions in the soup. So a big deal of onions in the soup. I mean, the soup is, you know, there are many, you know, much, many, many cups of water and all other and many other vegetables and potatoes and everything and a half an onion cup. It's not, there's nothing charif there. It's not called a davar charif. Okay, that's an extreme case. But there are many other cases where you have onions chopped up, maybe a bit diced up and mixed with other vegetables, and the whole thing is being roasted together, and they use the wrong place. So the post can say that if it's not rubo charif, if the rove of the contributing time are not charif, so then it doesn't like double charif. And sometimes by the time the shayla comes up, it's already lost. There's a concept of the charif as being this batel, either b'mayim or being roasted in oil, or many other ways. There's a some, you know, the charif is frequently could be in this batel. So by the time they use the wrong keli, frequently it's already, you know, it's not nogea because the time has been this batel. So these are all factors that have to be, you know, clarified when the person says davar charif, to make sure, you know, that it's, you know, what are the details, is it taka charif or not. And then we have just to sum up all the factors you mentioned about whether ene ben yom comes into play, and whether the fact that the cutting board factor comes into play, and the other factors. Let me just see let's just mention one more. Nakuda here, Lagabi, the makom of suffik. Let's say if a davar charif is a suffik, if you cut it with a sakin, well, in the case, let's say sakin shel iser. So the Ramah in Sadibak says, you know, mashma at least, that by dvarim charifim, even by tznon, in yesh suffik in nechkel b'sakin iser, olam yesh lahakel. Thereby, you know, talking about by stuff of akum, and the. And the Matthionis on there, and the Placey, and the Pisca Chuba brings this in Sifka and Beis, Sadiq of Sifka and Beis, that it's the Tam Cheskas Heter. The Shach over there says by Tznon and Ein Lahakel, where it's at least where the Sakin was known to be a Benyomo. He says by Tznon and Ein Lahakel, Rach Bechreinu Kodom, Eshar Dvarim Efshel Lahakel, the Yishpos Kim Sovereign, the Ancient Dov and Nikar Charv, it's known, like we spoke about also last time, early age based suffix is a suffix and we can see a suffix, and then you could be medical. The Prima Gadim over there, time is that the Daito Chrein Ubit Solim, Charifim Yosim, it's known. Which is a new one for us, but we don't. The Prima Gadim there says, the Daito Chrein Ubit Solim, it's known, Charifim Yosim, it's known, Ve'in Lahakal Af Bohem. But the Chachmas Adam anyway writes over there in Klal Mentes Simen Hey that even the Machmir, even according to the Machmir, would be enough Kedein Detila. You wouldn't have to ask. Even though the Ramah in Sipala says Lechatchilo with Machmir Al Kedei Kulo, it's some Lechatchilo Detila, but yeah, but Lechatchilo Machmir Kedei Kulo. But he says that that would not be in this case. In this case, by a Safik, it would certainly be enough to be Machmir Kedein Detila, and not Chachmas Adam is in Mentes Hey.
Very finished. I think yes. Finished levels of opinions nowadays. You have this.